Notice of Insurance Liability issued July 4, 2021. July 4, 2021 by Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. Those of you who read my recent articles published as the Blood Money series learned a lot about the history of insurance fraud, including the use of Sestewie Cavey trusts following the Great Fire of London, which resulted in creating a public interest in private property, the same scam they used here to try to disinherit us, and the Bottomry Bonds scandal of 1702, which allowed the Dutch East India Company to insure non-existent ships and cargo and collect on the insurance when these ships were lost at sea, the same scam they have tried to pull on Americans who have been hijacked and misidentified as British territorial U.S. citizens. What do all these things have in common? Insurance fraud. So now let me observe that insurance is at the heart of the rot that we have endured, and insurance itself is merely legalized gambling. What do we expect of gambling, legalized or otherwise, but corruption? In any game where big payoffs are predicated on something happening or not happening at a certain time or in a certain way, one has to assume that efforts will be made to control these occurrences and to profit accordingly, which is precisely what we see happening throughout the last 150 years, and all of it in tandem with the disintegration of society in general. Everything that we have experienced in the last 100 years has been a replay of the Great Fire of London scenario, using World War II as the disaster, giving the rats an excuse to claim a public interest in private property, even in the United States, where the war never touched ground, implemented and expedited by a generous dollop of a replayed Bottomry Bonds scandal, as millions of imaginary special purpose vehicles were created out of thin air and insured in exactly the same way. Why do you think Prince Philip was paid $950 trillion USD as life force value annuities by the governor of Ottawa in 2017? All those special purpose vehicles created in the wake of World War II and insured as property belonging to the British government were lost at sea, just like the phantom ships of the Dutch East India Company, while the actual ships belonging to the Dutch East India Company sailed over the horizon to New York and were reflagged as American ships. The fraud artists back home collected the insurance money either way. Insurance is a big racket, and so is bankruptcy protection, which is just another form of insurance and potentially a giant source of insurance fraud, as we have observed in 1907, 1933, and again now. Bankruptcy is only available to incorporated entities that are insured at public expense. This is one of the reasons that we can be absolutely sure that our government and our country did not go bankrupt at any time. We are not incorporated, and therefore have sovereign indemnity, but not any kind of bankruptcy protection. No, the things going bankrupt on a regular cycle are all corporations in the business of providing governmental services, and the problem again is a form of insurance fraud. These foreign, privately owned and operated commercial corporations operate under names that are deceptively similar to our own, so when they go bankrupt, ignorant people assume that we, our country, was bankrupted. Instead, what happened in 1907 and 1933 and what they are trying to pull off now, too, is that the commercial corporations operating in our name sought bankruptcy protection and handed off all their indebtedness to the public, that is, to us, the hapless victims of this scheme, who unknowingly accepted the debt of these fraud artists as if it were our own debt, simply because the bills appeared to be addressed to us when in fact they were bills addressed by bill collectors seeking recoupment against similarly named franchises of these dishonest corporations. Bankruptcy is simply a corporate insurance policy paid for by the public, and as you can see, it can be abused like any other insurance scheme. Now, I am pleased beyond measure to note that others have begun the hue and cry and have identified the root cause of the evil now set before us. Dr. David A. Martin is laying it out, too. Here are just a couple excerpts from his recent expose. Because, it turns out that between 1883 and 1893, the largest growth contributor to the GDP of this country was the trade in the fear of death. The life insurance industry represented more than the combined contribution to the economy of the coal, steel and manufacturing, combined. in the 10 years from 1883 and 1893. And what happened in 1914 is an unforgivable mortal sin. It turns out that World War I was good business for life insurers. You know what happened when we sent young men to their deaths in Europe? Life insurers pocketed a SHT load of money. Because it turns out that few people knew how to file claims. The Department of Defense didn't have a mechanism to actually process those things, and it turns out that, in fact, the First World War, if you look at it from an economic perspective, the biggest winner of the First World War were life insurance companies. And what happened in 2017, the payoff of life force value annuities to Prince Philip was also a mortal sin of the same ilk. That credit, backed by our own purloined gold, is being used to finance yet another move by the parasites, who are trying to kill their former hosts, and invade a new host, China. Recently, the rats have been trying to make amends, however, amends that result in loss of life and cheating to the very end. People are being told that they can cash out their birth certificate bonds and social security bonds by filling out a form and applying to treasury.gov. All that does is obligate them to pay those bonds back, with interest, back to the insurance companies, and in the meantime, triggers hyperinflation, rendering the money worthless. Just say no. Grimly. With confidence. With purpose. And spread the word. We are the priority creditors, and we will dictate the terms. The endlessly corrupt insurance companies and the Pope and everyone else responsible for this boondoggle needs to be aware that they are discovered and that the insurance corporations are also in the frying pan. We are not deceived about the cause of this malady, and we are not amused. Any and all such deceptive and duplicitous payments of premiums in exchange for the prearranged death of Americans are hereby accepted as gifts of foreign currency. Nothing that any insurance company can argue is sufficient to excuse their plan to dump trillions of USD on the market and pretend that this is our money or that it results in our debt. We waive all voluntary and conferred and presumptive benefits of this scheme to ruin what too many people assume is the American dollar, and regardless of any voluntary or involuntary act by Americans acting in ignorance and without the benefit of full disclosure, we hold all the banks and all their insurers and their principal underwriters accountable to our public law and to our law of contract, and we counteroffer that all gifts of their private currency can result in no new or net indebtedness of individuals and will not constitute payment of any kind owed to Americans. Neither by constructive fraud nor by destruction of the USD will the con artists responsible for this be allowed to prosper. The credit must be returned to the public interest from whence it came and moderated by the lawful government to which it is owed, and no other accommodation is accepted by the American principals and priority creditors. This notice of insurance liability has been sent to the principals responsible, along with a note to Secretary Yellen via the Office of the Inspector General, this day, the 4th of July in the year of 2021. By Anna Maria Reisinger, Fiduciary. The United States of America. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.